You are listening to the Ice House Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Ice House Podcast. My name's Priya and I'm your host for today. Today we're chatting with co-working resident Tony from Manuka Emporium. So welcome to the podcast.
Hey guys, thanks Priya. Really happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Great to have you. So we always start our podcast off with some quick fire.
Sure.
And so the first question I want to ask is, what's your coffee order?
Oh, I love coffee. anything strong, really.
Yeah.
Typically a long black.
Nice.
If I really need a kick, I'll add an extra shot.
Extra shot to the long
black. Yeah.
Wow.
Iced Americano, iced espresso, anything just strong and dark. Yeah.
Wow. I don't drink coffee much anyway, so props to you. When are you most productive?
Probably straight after my coffee, to be honest. That would last me about 2 hours. So yep. Any time of the day when I need a kick, after coffee, doesn't matter if it's mornings, afternoons, or nights. Yeah.
Love that. That's awesome. When you were younger, what kind of job did you dream of having when you grew up?
This is a little embarrassing. I've had so many little fantasies when I was a little boy, but yeah. One of the things when I was a little kid, I've always dreamed of being was, hey, like a warrior on a horseback, like riding into
nice.
The battlefield,
yeah.
Or some kind of a military figure.
Yeah.
But once I've gotten a bit older,
yeah.
I don't think there was really a job or a profession that I really wanted to do, but I always wanted to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to run my own company.
Yeah.
Create my own venture and just write my own story.
Yeah, cool. I love that. So what was your first job?
First paid job ever. I was a waiter for a catering company working at Eden Park for a cricket test match.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And what's your favorite thing to do when you're not working?
Not working, lifting weights in the gym,
yeah.
After work, because that makes me feel accomplished.
Awesome.
If I have times off, I love road trips.
Cool.
It has to be somewhere far away because I love driving.
Yeah.
And recently I've done quite a few, a couple of hikes.
Yeah.
So I'm really loving hiking.
Yeah.
So anything indoors and outdoors.
Awesome. Love that. That's so cool. So I'd love to know more about you. Tell us about yourself. Who is Tony?
Yeah, I find that question rather difficult because...
It is hard.
Yeah, I'm quite introverted when it comes to speaking about myself.
Yeah.
But without trying to avoid the question, a really wide angle snapshot. So I was born in China, came here with my family in 1997.
Cool.
I've lived here all my life. And I grew up here, so I consider myself as a Chinese Kiwi and a proud immigrant.
Awesome.
Academically, I've majored in pharmacology.
Oh, wow.
And I finished that chapter of my life with a master's. Professionally, I am a business owner, self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
So I eat what I kill, so to speak. And I feel proud because I'm able to support myself and I'm able to... support and provide for my loved ones. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's a great answer. And I think it is really tough to be asked who you are. Because, you know, you go about your daily life and then when someone asks you, who are you? And, you know, this sort of situation, which actually isn't very often.
Yeah, you really need to stop, pause and think.
Like, who am I actually?
Yeah.
Like, who am I? But nah, I think that's a great answer and awesome. So you said you're a business owner, and you're a business owner of Manuka Emporium. Who are Manuka Emporium and what do you do?
So Manuka Emporium is a showcase of all the finest seasonal small batch Manuka honey available from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It is a boutique Manuka honey brand that has won multiple packaging design awards from around the globe. It is highly giftable and one of New Zealand's most lavish single origin Manuka honey brands.
Wow.
So myself and my business partner, we started, my business partner, Steve Darling, we started this in late 2018.
Yep.
Since then, we've been selling on the shelves of New World supermarkets. Yep. We have exported to more than 7 different countries.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a really boutique and premium Manuka honey brand.
Awesome, cool. So what is, I know we kind of already said like you're a business owner, but I guess what is your role and what does that mean and look like for you?
We are still a small company.
Yep.
So my role is pretty much everything and anything.
Yep.
I always say nothing is too big, too small. Nothing is either too hard or too easy.
Yeah.
If it requires our attention, we'll get them done.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a global operator.
Yeah.
So we work around the clock at different time zones, anywhere, anytime, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So really my role is everything. And I can do anything, but hey, don't get me wrong, there's a difference between doing it and doing it well.
Mm.
So being a business owner, we are still very, very, very much dependent on a healthy collaboration with our suppliers, customers, partners, friends and families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that is quite common, isn't it, in a small business setting where you, as the business owner, wear multiple hats.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Multiple hats.
Yeah.
This is never one hat.
Yeah. Awesome. And how did you come into the role?
Being a business owner, I guess you just gotta step up and do what's required.
Yeah.
It evolved naturally.
Yeah.
Can't really pinpoint in terms of how and when, it just gradually, naturally, yeah.
Yeah. So your business partner, Steve, did you say?
Yeah.
Is he also based here at the Ice House?
He is not. He used to be based in Albany, but now he has moved to Queensland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how did you guys come to be partners and, you know, bring this idea to life?
Prior to this business, we had quite a few collaborations and projects helping Kiwi products and services exporting to Asia.
Yeah.
So he was my business partner, and at that time we looked at each other and really wanted to create something tangible.
Yeah.
And we had this idea about a Manuka honey brand, which we think would really work. And the rest is history.
Awesome, that's so cool. And you kind of touched on it, but what did you do before you started this business?
In short, I had a professional service firm.
Yep.
We worked with New Zealand products and services, product and service companies, predominantly food and beverage companies,
yep.
helping them exporting to Asian markets.
Yep.
And at the same time, we facilitated investment coming back in from Asia to here, vice versa. So we did that for about 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pivoted and invested to have our own Manuka honey brand.
Yeah. And did you do some work with the Ice House?
Yeah, I did.
I was talking to my colleague, Joe, who actually said,
yeah.
I think Tony did some work with the Ice House. And I was like, you know what? I'll ask him on the podcast.
Yeah, I did. After graduating from uni, probably 10 years ago.
Wow.
I had a contractor role working for the Ice House on the market validation project.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting project,
yeah.
and I learned a lot. From there, I had the opportunity to work with Andy Hamilton, yeah. the former CEO himself, yeah. managing a project called the China Hub, which mm-hmm. was a collaboration between the Ice House, NZTE, and the BNZ Bank.
Wow.
We had quite a few collaborations and MOUs signed with different major tech parks in China.
Yeah.
The goal at the time was to really find a pathway where we could help New Zealand small to medium enterprises and help them to smooth their journey to the China market.
Yeah.
It was a really, really interesting project.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from that role.
Yeah.
And then from there, naturally, I evolved into running my own company.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So have you ever worked in a co-working space before?
So the Ice House is my first and only.
Yes.
I've been here since day one.
Yeah.
And I love it. Awesome. I've been here for maybe, I don't know, seven, 8 years now.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot of people come and go, but that doesn't really faze me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just happy here. The Ice House has everything I need to do my own thing. Yeah.
You're one of the Ice House OGs.
I love that title.
Awesome. And so what are your thoughts on co-working spaces in general?
I think it's great. Absolutely. It brings people together.
Yeah.
And you get to meet people from all walks of life.
Yes, so true.
Across different industries, different experiences. And it's absolutely great.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else where you can get that kind of access.
Mm.
I mean, you'll need to go through so many different events to be able to meet people.
Yeah.
But then, you know, having the luxury to come into work every day and then just be able to chat with people from different industries or from people that share similarities is absolutely great.
Yeah, that is very cool. And this is also my first time being based in a co-working space, and it's actually awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. Like, we have engineers in this space, and we have a honey business in this space, and we have accountants, and, like, so many different businesses, which you don't even know exist out there.
Absolutely.
But they're so phenomenal and so incredible, and it's very cool to be able to chat to those people, because they're just normal people as well.
Absolutely, I 100% agree.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's awesome. Do you have any favorite elements about the Ice House co-working space?
I think being on the top floor, it's a great plus because you get natural sunlight. And, we've get access to meeting rooms. Mm-hmm. There's a functional bar and kitchen area.
Yeah.
Where you can host events. I've done filmings in the office before on weekends for our products. I have 24/7 access.
Yeah.
We used to have a game room upstairs in the training room, and we had ping pong tables and all that stuff. I would love to get that back.
Yes, I second that. Sounds good.
There's a few people that could use a game of ping pong and have their ass whipped. So. Yeah, looking forward to that day.
We got to talk to Natasha and Simon and make that happen.
I've been trying, so I could use your help.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh, keep trying. Who is one interesting person that you've met from the space, and why were they interesting?
I think there's too many to name from past and present.
Yeah.
But if I really have to name one person, I think that has to be Andy Hamilton. The former CEO of Ice House. He is certainly interesting, and he's introverted. He is a straight shooter. He's got very limited filters to his words, which is great. I love it. And really deep down inside, he's just a really good guy and really want to help. And he's very well connected, and he's not afraid to share his connections and resources. And I've also personally had the opportunity to work with them. And I've learned a lot. And I have to say, I've gained so many wrinkles on my brain working with him and working on the projects that we had.
Yeah.
But there's so many other people that I can name, and the list will go on.
Yeah.
But if I had to pinpoint one person, I think I'll give it to Andy.
Wicked, love that. Yeah, and it is hard to choose someone because this, as you say, the space is filled with brilliant people.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So many brilliant, smart, wise people here. Yeah.
Great answer, though. Coming back to your career, what's a big win from your career journey so far, and what's a goal that you have going forward?
There certainly have been many big events and wins, but I think what's important is... these are all, when you have a win, this is a byproduct from the accumulation of all the smaller milestones that we're able to accumulate over the years. I think small things really matter, and small details matter as well. They will all eventually add up. I am a strong believer that there is no elevator to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the steps. You have to climb one step at a time.
Yeah.
So you gotta be consistent, you gotta be disciplined, and you gotta be willing to delay gratification and sacrifice.
Yeah.
We are selling in the US because we have been in the office 3 a.m.
yeah.
speaking to buyers on the East Coast.
Wow.
Steve had flown back from Queensland
yeah.
to come into the office 3 a.m.
wow.
to be here with me and pitching to buyers in the US.
Mm.
They love it when we say good morning from New Zealand at 3 a.m. We've been waiting to speak to you.
Awesome.
People love it. And we are selling in China right now because we have had numerous failed relationships
mm.
and failed trial runs.
Okay.
And we've got capital backing from external investors because we have been consistent delivering and growing. So there's a lot of wins that we can celebrate, but
yeah.
I think it's important to remember the small things that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. So
absolutely.
So you gotta enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And then if you can do that well, then the wins are just byproducts and will just naturally come along.
Awesome, I love that answer, Tony. That's awesome. And just to wrap things up, what excites you about the future of Manuka Emporium?
I think everything. I'm excited about everything because Manuka Emporium is going to be a global Manuka honey brand.
Mm.
There's no doubt about that because we are actively ensuring that's going to happen. So I'm just very excited about the work that I've set for ourselves going forward. I'm excited about the grind.
Mm.
I'm excited about the growth. So it's everything and yeah, there's no one thing that I can pinpoint
mm-hmm.
because it's a long journey, it's a marathon, and I'm just loving the journey.
Yeah, awesome. That's so cool, so exciting. I'm excited to see where you go on this journey, and it's just great to have you a part of our space. I know you're very loved by the team, and you bring a great energy to the space. And thank you for coming onto the podcast and chatting with me and sharing a bit about yourself, your experiences, and all about Manuka Emporium.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me here. I've got to give you a jar of honey to try, and winter's coming up. We've got to keep well.
Oh, yay.
I love the space, and I love working with Dye Sales, and absolutely. Thank you.